Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King-Robson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's her radio.
All right, so I'm reading USA Today newspaper like, I don't know, a week ago, and they had this video on it, and the video was called How You Can Get a Bikini Body After a Baby. I'm thinking, what is this, comedy or something? And so I sent the video to everybody, and I sent it to you, Michelle. Oh, yes. My gosh. It was one of those OMG moments where they have these women who have dropped this, you know, not a million pounds, but, you know, 40 pounds and maybe a little bit more, and actually entered sort of a fitness bodybuilding contest. And they were in that good a shape after some trainer got through, you know, boot camping them to death and everything. And they had had this after a baby, you know, with all the baby fat and stuff. And it was just, it was very provocative for a lot of reasons. And so we thought we'd bring on our wonderful, yay, Radio MD co-host out Ooh. There. Yeah, man. Melanie Cole, who's a practicing exercise physiologist, personal trainer with a client retention rate of 20 years. It's because you keep them in a prison somewhere, man. I know what you do.
Well, I'm not boot camping them to death, Dr. Peek, if that's what you're saying. I love that you say the
God,
boot camping to death, because, boy, that is a harsh reality for those women. That's what happens. Oh,
so
boy.
What did you think when you saw the video? Michelle and I were just talking. What did you think?
Well, I thought, you know, it's going to give a lot of women motivation and yet the wrong opinion. It's going to give them, you know, ooh, I can do that too. And these women worked out 6 days a week. They had, as you say, boot camp craze. They were busting their ass. And not everybody can do that. You know, you've still got relaxing in there. Maybe you're breastfeeding. You know, your joints are still lax. It's not realistic for most people.
I had two thoughts. First was, I need to get to the gym immediately, which I think I emailed Melanie and said, what do I need to do? What do I need to do?
Because Melanie, I've been trying to get her to go to the gym since I was an embryo. I don't know.
it totally motivated me. And then my second thought, and it really did. So it got me on this, you know, new program. We'll talk about that in a second. Melanie can tell you what she told me to do. And then the second thing I thought was, did they have any surgery?
Well, and you know what that hasn't said? They haven't said whether any of them did or not.
Yeah.
And they're in bikinis, so you'd think you'd see a scar somewhere or something.
Well, it's
some
even more than that.
Implants? I mean, it looked to me like there have been some things done.
Well, you know, the breast did look a little too perfect there, and we'll kind of let that one go for a moment. But I don't think they could have had much of anything if they were in that level of training for that long, because that would have interrupted the training big time. Because breast implants are no, you know, walk in the park here.
They must have had a nanny, though, ladies, because you cannot work out that many hours a day with a new baby.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
But their bodies did look pretty. I mean, they looked amazing. I was stunned at what they looked like in bikinis. But you know, when you're, like you said, when you're working out 6 days a week, I'm sure they were on a very, you know, strict diet.
Very strict. You know what they were on?
As
I listened to this thing, and I actually looked into it a little bit further, and by the way, for everyone out there, anybody could look this up. I believe it's on YouTube, and it was in USA Today. They were working with one particular trainer who must have had at least 30 years in the Marine Corps or something. I mean, I'm serious. This guy was like no nonsense, and he also controlled their nutrition, and for all intent and purposes, put them on a bodybuilders performance diet, which is very low carb, high protein, and then somewhat, relatively speaking, high fat, because you got to get your fuel from somewhere. And what he did was he just stripped down their body fat. And I would estimate, I mean, Melanie, let me know what you think too as an expert, but I was looking at him, I'm going like, you know, the body fats on these women were easily 15 to 18%, easy.
Well, that's certainly what it looked like. And the fact is that if you're going to be a bodybuilder, then maybe we, and it doesn't even say whether or not that they you know, were that way a little bit before they had babies, if they had been a bodybuilder before, because just after pregnancy is not the time to start a brand new heavy lifting, high intensity, wicked workout with really, really high protein and low, you know, carbs and probably very low calories. You know, whether or not they were breastfeeding or not, you know, all of these things they kind of don't say. So I have to kind of assume that maybe they were a bit of bodybuilding before they got pregnant. You know,
well, there's that. But, you know, there was another video. I'm not sure if I sent it out to anybody. I actually saw it on, I think it was Fox News or something. And it was a woman who got herself in a little trouble here. And let's just go to this new place here on this whole issue. And she's a very beautiful woman. She has, I think, 3 children. And she was standing up next to the 3 children. They're all toddlers. And she was standing in a bikini, like a big sort of a really gorgeous exercise looking bikini type of outfit, and what it said was, it said no excuses. And so what she was saying, she, you know, according to people out there, was that, you know, you have no excuse. You should absolutely always look this way despite the fact that you have 3 children. Needless to say, she got herself in all kinds of hot water.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, you know, tell me about that, Melanie. What do you think?
I don't like to hear that because, you know, Michelle and Dr. Peek, I like to teach my women post-pregnancy, you know, get them back into it. Get them back into a routine. Figure out where the baby fits into that routine, because you can do that too. You know, do little push-ups with the baby and little, you know, you can do your squats holding your baby, because that's like a 10-pound weight right there. You know, you can realistically hit goals, but you should not try and do them too quickly. And that high-intensity training should wait post-baby for at least 4 to 6 weeks, so you know you're not getting blood clots, you're not dropping, you know, any of the things that you should be worrying about when you've just had a baby, especially if you're breastfeeding. And planking, all of these things I love to do with people, come with a realistic expectation. And I hope videos like that do not create an unrealistic expectation. And I just want to add, ladies, that when I said the word planking, because if you want abdominals like these ladies have, you need to learn how to do these exercises on your side, putting your forearm down, up on your legs. This is good for you, Michelle. Going down with your hips and coming on up so your body is a straight plank. Then going forward on both forearms. And if you really want to make it hard, go on a ball. Put your forearms on one of those balls and your toes on the ground, and then try and push your little elbows forward just a bit, lengthening that lever. You will feel those abdominal muscles contract hard. And it works your whole core, which is including your back and your chest. My little Cece, 11 years old, can take her elbows and push them all the way out up to her shoulders.
Look,
I know.
At that.
She's like hard as a little rock. But I just want women to have a realistic expectation and not to see these ladies who are bodybuilders, who probably were bodybuilders before they started, and think, I can get like that. If you don't have 6 days a week, you know, at least you can do the clean eating.
It goes to another place, too. And, you know, and that's guilt, shame, and blame. It's sort of like, well, you know, here I am, I'm a mother, I look, you know, I've got this extra weight on board, I've got these kids, I've got so much stuff going on, and I'm really not finding the time to work out to the extreme like these women, and maybe I don't have, you know, what it takes. You know, I don't like that particular piece of it. I think moderation in everything, and I would like to let that go at that. Don't you think, Melanie, Michelle?
Yeah, I think moderation is the key. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. And I like the fact, Melanie, that you can do this at home, right? You can do this at home yourself.
Absolutely.
Which I didn't know until I started doing it with the videos.
And Melanie, we thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us. Learn more about Melanie at RadioMD.com. Thanks, Melanie, for being with us.
Thanks, Melanie. I'm going to go do my planks now. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.